you want to start saving money, then my $100 challenge is perfect for you. I'm going to tell you all about it. Welcome to Finish First Financially. I'm Goran Radanovic. When I became homeless and I had no money, I wanted to turn my whole financial situation around and I wanted to get rid of debt as soon as possible. And the best solution that I found was adopting the minimalist lifestyle. So I reduced most of my expenses and even eliminated some of them. So I lived on the bare essentials. My expenses were only the ones that I really needed for survival, nothing else. And I kept up that momentum for several years until I eventually paid off my debt. And even when I paid off the debt, I still carried on with that lifestyle because I wanted to save up money and have that really big safety net. But the thing with the minimalist lifestyle, adopting it, is that it's really difficult. You're going from this standard of lifestyle to down here. And that's really what's required in order to make a big difference in your financial situation. You need to reduce your expenses. And the way to do that is to reduce your lifestyle. But this is very difficult for many people. And one of the biggest reasons is because of status and comfort. This is what I talk about. One of the biggest reasons that people go into debt and have a lot of financial trouble is because they buy certain things to give them status and to give them comfort. And now you're asking them to take that stuff away and to live down here, to completely change their lifestyle and the standard of living. That's very challenging to most people. So one of the things that I came up with to kind of help people to start conditioning themselves to become savers is my $100 challenge. And the $100 challenge is very simple. It really requires you to list your entertainment expenses. You compile a cash flow statement as opposed to a budget, which is forecasts. A cash flow statement are your actual expenses, your figures that you really spend. And the way to know those expenses is to track them with receipts. So you take one of your entertainment expenses, which could be clothing, going out with friends, takeouts, whatever it is. I consider those to be entertainment expenses. And you take one expense with the aim of reducing it by $100 in the first month. So let's say, for example, your clothing expense is $400 every single month. Now you're going to reduce it by $100. And to save that $100, the first $100 that comes from your paycheck, you're going to put it into a high-yield savings account. Now, I also suggest that you withdraw cash for all of your expenses and to put them into separate envelopes. So you're going to have an envelope for clothing, you're going to have an envelope for eating out and so forth. So that way, that's actually very important for two reasons, because that's how you can track those expenses. And you, when you see physical cash parting your hands, that can really sting. I remember the first time that I paid my rent with cash. This was now years after I had been a tenant. And I just one month I decided to pay it with cash. And when I was counting this money and I saw how much money was leaving my wallet every single month and I was just really handing it over to another person, I was gobsmacked. I thought there's no ways I could keep doing this. So you put all of your money into envelopes for each expense and you decrease the expense by $100, a clothing expense. So once the money's run out for clothing, that's it. And you put the first $100 from your paycheck into a high yield savings account. Second month, you are going to reduce the expense by another $100. So if you started off with $400 for the clothing expense in your second month, you now only have a budget of $200 for clothing in the second month. And obviously the first $200 from your income, from your paycheck, is going to go into the high yield savings account. And you keep repeating that process until clothing is zero. So you're not spending anything on clothing. You've got enough clothing. You don't need it. And all of that now, after the fourth month, $400 is going into your high yield savings account. That's, if you look at that amount over a period of 12 months and it's earning interest, that might not be a significant amount of money. But what this challenge does is, first, it puts you on the path to saving, and it begins to condition you to save, to live a lower lifestyle and to become acclimatized to it. Because once you feel comfortable on that standard of the lower standard of living, and you carry on and you keep pushing and you're saving money, that money that you are saving, that's accumulating the savings account, gives you motivation to carry on saving and to reduce other expenses. Now, if you want to speed up your savings, you want to really optimize them, then do two expenses, entertainment expenses, reduce them every single month. So take clothing, take takeouts. So you reduce your takeout expense as well, and clothing at the same time. So that way you're dedicating more money to the high yield savings account. Just remember, obviously, with something like takeouts, if let's say your monthly expense is $500, you are going to reduce it by $200 in the first month, because if you decrease your takeout expenses, it's going to increase your grocery bills. You need to replace those takeouts with groceries. And takeouts are likely to cost twice as much as groceries. So you reduce in the first month by $200 the takeout bill, and that's going to increase your grocery bill by $100. So the difference of the $200 minus the $100 is $100 that's going into your high yield savings account. And you keep doing that over and over again until even takeouts is at zero. And you go into the next entertainment expense until eventually, over a period of time, you are living the minimalist lifestyle, because you've gotten rid of clothing. You no longer have that expense. You don't have the takeout expense. You might not have a membership to a fancy club anymore. And you start to see this money accumulate in this account, and it just starts growing. And that gives you a tremendous amount of motivation to carry on and to look at other expenses, maybe such as getting rid of your car, buying a cheaper car, going to live in a more affordable neighborhood. That's what this challenge does, besides just helping you to save a couple of $1,000 a month. It really puts you in the mindset of saver, and it just shows you that different lifestyle that's you're able to eventually cope with. It's fine. It becomes your normal way of life. It's nothing scary. And you become used to it, and you carry on with that lifestyle, and maybe even lower even more expenses so you can save up as much money as possible. Now, after a period of 12 months, if you look at that account, there might be, say, $2,000 to $3,000. Now, that's not a lot of money, but remember that most Americans don't even have $1,000 saved up. They're living paycheck to paycheck. So by you taking up this challenge, you're going to be much further ahead than most people, and you're going to be on the path to conditioning yourself to become a saver and to live the minimalist lifestyle so that you can get out of debt as soon as possible and build significant savings. Now, if you need more help with this, get in touch with me at finishfirstfinancially@gmail.com. And come onto the show for a free consultation. We're going to look at your expenses, your debt, and we're going to structure a plan so that you get rid of the debt as soon as possible so that you can have savings.